Shugurudev, Manasadeho Geho, Prasada Seva, Haribol, Kabihabi Bolose, Dinamar. Yeah. Many of these songs, too, you can see actually are based upon other texts. Like on page 53, when will that day be mine? Kabihabi Bolose, Dinamar. Bolo. Aparada gochi shudana maruchi kripa bale habe hridoye sanchar aparada gochi shudana maruchi kripa bale habe hridoye sanchar kabi habi bolose dinamar. Trinadi kahina kabini jamani sahisnuta guna hridoyetani. Trinadi kahina kabini jamani sahisnuta guna hridoyetani. Sakale manada apani amani Yuashvebe dibo namarasa sar. Kabi habi bolose dinamar. Kabi habi bolose dinamar. Thinking myself lower than a blade of grass, bringing forbearance into my heart, respecting all, free from false pride, when will I taste the essence of the liquid nectar of the holy names? So what does this remind you of? Huh? Yeah, so it's text number, what is it, text number 3 of the, no, it's not a piece in each hand, no. Yeah, because I have no attachment, yeah. So it's text number, not a piece. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Text number 3 of the Shikshastika. The next one, neither wealth nor followers nor beautiful women described in worldly poetry, none of these bodily pleasures do I covet. O Lord Gaurahari, please give me causeless devotional service to your lotus feet. Yeah. Text number 4. Yeah. When as I chant the divine name of Sri Krishna, my body will thrill with ecstasy, my words will choke up with pallor and trembling occur. When will my eyes pour forth endless torrents of tears? Nayanam galada shudarya varanam garagara ruraya gira pulakarnishitam bapu tava kamanatava namagraha mabishati. And that's text number 6. 6 maybe like that. 6. Okay. Kabi Nityananda, no. So there's no more like that. Yeah. So these are, you know, many times you find, Prabhupada's saying preaching means you take the words of the acharyas, you put them in a way that people can understand them, connect them up logically, put a little glue in between, and if you own your own realizations every now and again. But basically it's that. We're not doing anything real, you know, totally new or creative. We're simply giving people what Krishna said, like that, parampara. Dhana Janna Ara Kavita Sundari Bolibo Na Chahi Deho Sukakari. Dhana Janna Ara Kavita Sundari Bolibo Na Chahi. Janme Janme Dao Ohe Gaurahari Ahoyti kutoki bhakta charana tomar. Janayan meido ohe gorari. Ahoyti ki bhakti charana. Kabi habi bolo se dinamar. Korite Shri Krishna. Namo charana pulakito deho gadvacham. Namo charana Ulakito deyo gada gada vachana Vaibhanya vepatu Habe sangatana Nirantara netre babu Ashudar Vaibhanya bhavatu Habe sangatana Nirantara netre babu Kabi habi bolo se dinamar Kabi bolo se dinamar Kabi nabadvipai suradunitate Goranitya nande boli nishkapate Kabi nabadvipai suradunitate Nityananda bole niskapate Nachiyagaiya Vedai borchute Batulera praya chadiya vichar Nachiyagaiya Vedai borchute Batulera praya Kabi habi bolo se dinamar Se dinam Kabi nityananda More koridoya Tadaibe moda vishayer maya Kabi nityananda More koridoya Tadaibe moda vishayer maya Diyamora nija charanera chaya namera heart take di bayarikar Diyamora nija charanera chaya namera heart take di bayarikar Kabi habi bolo se dinama Kini bolo tibo hari namarasa rani namarase mate hoi bo vivasha bolo tibo hari namarasa rasera rasika charana parasha Korea majibo rase anibar Asura rasika charana parasa Kabi habe bolo se dinama Kabi jive doya Hoi be udoya, nija suka buli sudina redoya. Nibe doya, kabi de doya. Bhakte vinod, koriya vinoya, triagnyata hale kori be prachar. Vinoda, Korya binoya Vyagna tale kori becha Kabi habi bolo se dinamar Bolo se dinamar
In the original songbook, it's somewhat, I think, a more intense translation. It may not be so accurate. For example, number 7, I remember I was just coming to the temple, and wow, it struck me. It said, number 7, I will beg, borrow, or steal the names. By the name's effects, I will become paralyzed. O enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your feet till the end of time? When will that day be mine? It's a Chutananda. You know? And here it has, I shall buy or steal the mellows of the holy name of Hari. It's more... And after becoming intoxicated with those mellows, I shall become stunned. By touching the lotus feet of the great souls who relish those mellows, I shall constantly drown in the sweet nectar of the holy name. There's a difference. Yeah. There's all Vaishnavas are poetic,
Right? It's one of the qualities of Vaishnava, poetic. You know? There's a very, very famous thing on writing by Strunk and White. It's called a manual of style. And one of his most basic things was eliminate unnecessary words, like that. He discovers like that. Total ability. Actually, Nitya-Gaur Sundar's father, he's our president of NEOS. He's Kanwar Chandra Prakash Singh. He was one of the pioneers of Hindi studies in India. He was under the British. Of course, the British tried to convince everybody that, you know, Hindi was a trash language. India was a trash country. You should all follow us. You know, but he said no. So he started this whole program of took his PhD in Hindi, which he said at that time was like doing a PhD in street dog study or something like that. It was like this totally Hindi. You're doing a PhD in Hindi? It's like that. Yes, you know. And then he was the he founded the Department of Hindi Studies at Baroda University. And there are pictures of him with, you know, Prime Minister, different people like that. So on, yeah. But so he told me you should write poetry. He told many people that, you know. So everybody here, you should write poetry. Do it. Write poetry. Yeah. And you discover, I did it and it's all useless. Okay. You know, I did it and it's okay, you know. So you start, just try many things you can do like that. You know, if you can drink nectar with the gods, why drink beer with the dogs? Like that. You know, why run around working for Cisco or something for, you know, like $45 an hour or something like that, when you can write poetry that people will, you know your name forever, like that. So very beautiful poetry, even just when you hear this without understanding it. Yeah, yeah. I read. When will I run about on the Ganges bank in Navadvip, guilelessly chanting, Gaura Nityananda, Gaura Nityananda, dancing and singing like a madman, giving up all mundane considerations. When will Lord Nityananda show mercy upon me and release me from the illusion of materialism? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and let me enter into the marketplace of the holy names? When will compassion for all fallen souls awaken in this bhakti vinod, and when will he thus forget his own happiness and with a meek heart set out to propagate by humble entreaty the sacred order of Lord Chaitanya? So you see, bhakti vinod Thakur is very much in this mood of preaching sankirtan. Let's go to Vishnu Chakravarti now. Keep on turning the pages and you'll come to Vishnu Chakravarti. Top of the page you can watch there. It says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then a picture comes on. No picture, okay. It's a picture, yeah. Page 81. That's Barnarda Muni Bhajavina. Yeah. Okay, page 84. Yeah. Actually, the this is interesting, because the first song they have is Ista Deva Vignapati, and the second song is right, Lalasmayi Prarthana. But Lalasmayi Prarthana is the first song in the songbook. It's the first song in the songbook Prarthana, but it's the second song here. I'll do that, and it's one of two songs. Only two songs appear in Prabhupada's purports. This song and the previous song, Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena. This appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, Chapter 7. Like that. And it's very interesting, too, because it's a very... Prabhupada quotes some of the lines many times. It's very important, meditation. And because it's the introduction to the whole song book, it's like a summary of the whole content like that. It's you know, before we're going to talk about this and that. You know? So it's very nice to memorize, meditate, like that. So Narottam, he was a boy, very attracted to Lord Chaitanya, different mystical experiences, funny. He ran away to Vrindavan and took shelter of Lokanath Goswami. And then he became very, very, and Krishnadas Kaviraj and Lokanath Goswami were very close friends. And so he was initiated by Lokanath, but in the parampara, he appears after Krishnadas Kaviraj, because they're close friends like that, you know. In his internal form in Krishna Lila, what is his form in Krishna Lila? Yeah. He's a cowherd boy, banana sailor. He's a gopi, a manjari, a little girl like that. So you can, there's the humor of these songs like that. Let's sing here. So this first one we can sing. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babe Nir Goranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sarar Hari Hari Bolate Nai Yanda Baba Nara Adakabe Nitai Chan Corona hoy bay, Sangsara basana mor, Kabe tu chabe. Ada kabe tai chan, Corona hoy bay, Sangsara basana mor, Kabe tu chan Vishaya chadiya kabe Shuddha habe man Kabe hama herabo Shri Vrindavana Vishaya chadiya kabe Shuddha habe man Kabe Amaherabo Shri Vrindavana Om Rupa Raghunatha Pade Tahoy Biakote Kabe Amabujabo Say Yugala Pirite Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoy Beyakuti Kabe Yama Ujabo Sai Yugala Piriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Morai Pratana Koroje Sada Narottama Dara Raghunatha Pade Rahu Morai Pratana Koroje Sada Narottama Dara Goranga Boli Tehabe Pulaka Sharir Hari Hari Boli Te Nai Yanai Babai Nir Uranga Boli Tehabe Pulaka Sharir Hari Hari Boli Te Nai Yanai Babai Nir When will that opportune moment come to me when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? Number two.
And when will Nityananda bestow his costless mercy upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment will become very insignificant? When will the time come?
When my mind is completely purified, being free from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful.
When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis.
Narottama Dasa always prays to remain at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa and Raghunatha Dasa Gosamis.
So Prabhupada explains this and he says, in the beginning, we get the mercy of Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. Because we go through so many things. We may belong to, you know, we may be following Radha Saomi or, you know, so many different groups in the Presbyterian church or something. So many things, you know. But somehow or other, when we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, right, then we can become ecstatic, tears flowing from the eyes, like that, chanting the holy names of Hari, trembling in the body. Then after that, when Lord Nityananda sees that we're sincere and serious, then he gives us his mercy, and then all our material desires, samsara vasana, mora kabe tucha, they become very insignificant, like that. Prabhupada had Shamasundar carving the original deities of Jagannath. Where are they? Where are those original deities? In Berkeley! Jai, very fortunate. The first Jagannaths in America. Adi Jagannaths. Jai. And so Prabhupada went to see them, and he had a pack of cigarettes on Lord Balaram's head. Like that. He was carving, you know. Then Prabhupada looked at it and said, such a small thing to keep you from Krishna. And this, when he said that, he lost his attraction to smoking. When Prabhupada said that, he realized it. You know, tucha, insignificant, like that. So Lord Nityananda will make all these attachments so insignificant. So we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Rama, we can mean Nityananda, Nityananda Ram, praying to Balaram, and to allow us to approach Krishna, like that, by becoming free. Vishaya, Chariya, Kabe, Shudahabe, Man. And then, not only do we get free from the gross attachments, but our mind also becomes free from these things. Because we're just distracted by so many things, we can't worship, you know, with intensity or in focus. That was a situation actually of Prahlad Maharaj. No? Prahlad Maharaj was being bothered again and again by his father, material desire personified. And so finally, Hiranyakasipu killed him. So at least Prahlad's, you know, thinking, wow, at least I'm peaceful now. I'm having to be bothered by these guys, this guy, you know. He wasn't his ill-wisher, but it's peaceful. So first we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and then we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and then our material desires go away, right? And at that time, our mind also becomes purified. Vishaya, Chadiya, Kabe, Shudahabe, Man. And then what happens? Kabe Hamaherabo. Shri Vrindavana. Then we can see Vrindavan, like that. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya met them in? Sri Rangam in the south, like that. And he became a great follower of Lord Chaitanya. A very powerful, very high-class Brahmin. Actually, I was one of my friends in India. I was a professor in Bengal and in Lake Town. And he was saying to one of my... He met devotees. And said, actually, he met me first and more like that. He was telling one of his friends, he said, you know, I used to think that these ISKCON people were all tikiwalas and like that, like, you know, all low-class people or something like that, you know. But he said, then I began to read this Sanskrit that Hanumanji Saraswami gave me. So I gave him Prabodhananda Saraswati's. And he was speaking Sanskrit when he was 5 years old, learning it like that. And he said, then I began to realize, wow, this... that Srimad Bhagavatam isn't like for common people. It's just my Sanskrit was inferior. Now as I begin to realize, this is such great, you know, scholars have taken this up like that. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sukadeva Goswami. So then, you know, our mind, then we can perceive Vrindavan. So Prabodhananda Saraswati is such a great scholar. He wrote about Lord Chaitanya. He wrote about Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Dham, Mahimamrita, the nectarian glories of Sri Vrindavan Dham. He's an incarnation of Tungavidya. Yeah, on the Astasaki, she's over on this side on the extreme like that. You know, Tungavidya, the apex of knowledge like that. So he is a fanatic about Vrindavan like that. You know? And when you're on the Brajmanda Parikrama, you walk every day 10, you know, 12 kilometers, and sometimes it's flooded. Some years it's flooded, some years it's hot. You know, some years the thorns are just like everywhere. Other years it comes later, so they're still all soft. You know, like that. Every year it's a different experience. You know, okay. See, I've done the Brajmanda Parikrama. No, every year is different like that. So we go out. We don't come back every night. You can do it that way if you want to, but you know, you can just camp in the dirt with, you know, 600 other people in the tent. You know, go out in the bushes and to evacuate. There's no toilets or anything half the time. You know. And one year there were four German infantry soldiers. About, it started maybe about 150, now it's up to about 400, I think, leveled off. So there were about four German infantry soldiers with us one year, devotees. And they said, if you can do this, you can be a German infantry soldier. It's like every day, you know. Because every day, walking, you know. And it's heavy pressure on your body like that, walking barefoot, sleeping on the ground, getting up, everything. And, you know, and also the food is very good. It's not like rich, but it's just very nice, you know. One of my disciples, she said, this is like having two Sunday feasts every day. It's like breakfast and dinner. So you can overeat, and then it's hot, and you're working. So your body says, hey, listen, Baba. I can run the locomotion system, I can run the cooling system, and I can run the digestive system, but I can't run all three at the same time, you know. So until you figure out what you want to do, I'm opening up the water things here and flushing everything out, you know, so you get diarrhea, poof, you know, like that. And it's just a mechanical reaction. It's just your body just can't handle it, you know. So you start eating very carefully, just what you need, because you don't eat enough, you have no strength, you know. So you got to get strength, but not too much, just the right time. So it's very, very intense for sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. We're in Vrindavan, where we're supposed to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and see Vrindavan Dham, like that. But in the beginning, oh, it's just good for vaidhi bhakti to get. Then after some time, you do this. So that's actually another devotee, disciple. He said, I'm eating half as much as I ever ate in my whole life, and I have just as much energy, like that. Because you get it down like that, you know? So this is our material desires go away. We give this up. Oh, there's something here. I want to get this. This is an opportunity. You really realize that. This mercy of Radharani is here, or the devotees. Wow, this is. I don't want to fall down. I don't want to go back to Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir and have my room with a private bath and drink ice cold lemonade every day and whatever like that. You know, no, I want to stay on the parikrama like that somewhere here. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Is it off? Okay. Yeah. So the, you know, there's these German infantry soldier guys. So for the first few days, the ladies are washing all their clothes, putting their makeup on like that, you know. But after about the first few days, you have to go. You see a few ladies walking off into the bushes with their buckets and stuff like that. You know, it's all, everything's out in the open. You know, there's no hiding his body. There's like evacuating and vomiting and everything else, you know. So after about 3 or 4 days, all the ladies start to look like German infantry soldiers. It's like this, like, walking like that. Yeah. And sometimes it's so tough. One time we had to go, usually it's about 10 kilometers a day. You know, some very short walks, like 8 kilometers, but 10, 11, then maybe 12. And some really long one, like the Death March of Dig. We take off from Radhakund all the way to Dig. It's on the highway the whole way, just across the highway. It's affectionately called the Death March of Dig. Just walking like that. Yeah, 14 kilometers, you know. But somebody made a mistake. If you know English literature, that will give you a little laugh, that phrase. The Crimean War. You say, Germany, France, England, all fighting it out to get control of the Balkans and South Europe. So at one point, all these Russians had all their cannons lined up along both sides of this valley, and at the end were all these, like, you know, French soldiers like that, 1,000 or something. Then somehow or other, the Light Brigade, which was 500, you know, cavalry guys, not real heavily armored, but like that, they you know, ran down there like that, charging. And it took about halfway they got down there before the Russians could actually believe they were doing this, you know. And they started just blasting away at the cannons on both sides. And then they got to the opposite end. These French guys were waiting on it. Every single person was killed but one guy. He made it. He went all the way back like that. So then Tennyson, who was the poet laureate, he had to make like a heroic thing out of it. So he wrote this whole poem called The Charge of the Light Brigade, like that, you know. And they made a movie out of it with Errol Flynn. they really glorified it then. It was really, really interesting because there was this evil Muslim guy, Saduli Khan or something like that, who killed all the wives and children of these light lancers, Bengal lancers. You know? Pretty funny. And then they found out that he was at the opposite end down there. Never was. It wasn't true. But they made a good movie like that, you know. So there was some reason like that, you know. So then somebody, the poem starts off, it says, somebody made a mistake, but ours is not to reason why.
ours is but to do or die. Into the valley of death with the brave 500. It goes on like this. Really ridiculous. Yeah. So ridiculous. Yeah. You know, the guy is holding the flag up. So they all died for nothing. You know. But in the movie, they all stick their spears in this evil Muslim guy. It's funny. So anyway, this is what happened. The bride went to Parikrama one time. You know, the guy has the calendar. Okay, today we're going to go from Vrindavan to Mathura, internal Parikrama. Next day we go to Dhruvatil. Next we go to Santanakun. Next we go to Radhakun. You know, I calculated the whole thing. And somewhere along the way, somebody made a mistake. So when we got to Manasaganga, it's out in the woods. So the way out in the forest there, other side of Jamuna, beautiful lake, small ashram. Mansarovar? No, it's way out in the woods, forest. Very beautiful ashram. But then we're supposed to go like from there to some place in Mathura. But they made a mistake, so we had to do the two longest walks in one day on a codicil. You know, somebody made a mistake, but ours is not to reason why. And the thing is, it's so incredible, because by the time you get to these things, it's just like you've been through so many unusual experiences. It's just like, well, okay, Jai Rod, hey. So we didn't even wait for Mangalartik. We started off before Mangalartik in the dark. Every about 10 feet, there was somebody with a flashlight, and 400 people marking in the dark, stepping over brambles, everything else like that. And by the time we got to what's that place? What is Bandi and Andi? You know, you're just exhausted. You know, you still got to go to Baladev. You got to arrive in Baladeo. And so at that point, you know, what to speak of the digestive system, the local motion system, and the cooling system. Now you just shut down your brains. Literally, you have no energy to think. You know, you just fix your mind on the feet of the person in front of you, and you march. You march like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One name, holy name for each step like that. You know, and it's like, and by the time you arrive at God, the organizer, the managers were all waiting in their lounge chairs, drinking lemonade. You know? So we're coming in crawling like that. Give him some lemonade like that. You know? Like that, you know. So this is in, but then you begin to see Vrindavan. I know many devotees who go there now, they're expecting to see like birds singing, all the things in the Krishna book. I'm literally expecting to come to Ramanreti and these cars are going by screaming and tearing people's legs off, and you know, the vendors are trying to sell everything to you. I mean, they're really, basically really shocked. They were just like, you know, I thought, well, when do we get to Vrindavan? This is it. It was like, yeah. No, it's like that. You know. But Krishna makes it available for everybody. If you want an excuse not to surrender, then Krishna will give you that. You know. Yeah, so many things. And how to see these things? By hearing from the six Goswamis. What it says here? The next little bit farther on. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoybe Akuti, anxious. Ha kabihama buja bol se yugala apariti. So after getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we become free from gross sensual agitation. Then our mind becomes purified. And then we can see Vrindavan, you know, the beauty of Vrindavan. Pramodananda Saraswati says, all the men and women in Vrindavan are men and women. All the deities are deities made of stone and brass. You know, all the land is made of dirt. And this stuff. He said, enough of this nonsense. I want to see the real Vrindavan. You know, where the deities are singing and dancing and the people are all, you know, absorbed in nectar and bliss, where the rain is nectar, where the flowers are jewels, where the leaves are emeralds, like that beautiful description like that. And it's there. And depending on your consciousness, you can see different things like that. You know? One time in the Brajanda Parikrama, where we get to, what's the name of the place, they worship Shiny there. It's out in the country. One of the forests. Shani Dev. It's this whole ashram out in the country. Anyway, you have to go all the way back for Prabhupada's disappearance festival. So at nighttime, there's nobody there, but in the morning, when you all get up miraculously, there's like about 9 buses there. They always came during the night. And half the drivers are drunk. Like that. Somebody finds a bus to get in like that. Prabhuji's in buses number, was it 1 through 5, 6? Mataji's in buses number, so okay. And he piles in. You drive back to Vrindavan and get there. And all day long, there's no place to rest. Your Prabhupada's festival the whole day. So by the afternoon, everybody's exhausted, you know.
get back in your buses. And we're going back to our camp out there in, which forest it is? Coquilvan? No, Coquilvan. Very nice, you know. And many of these places are just out in the country. There's just like nothing around there. So you're just alone with Krishna. Yeah. And so we're getting back to him. We're going back. We're going through all these little towns, not towns, little villages and places alongside the road. And suddenly at one moment, I had this experience that Vrindavan was multiplexed. Every 5 nanoseconds, it was like the real Vrindavan. Another 4 nanoseconds, it was something else like that. It was like, so you depend on how you set your filter like that. Instead of on this, you'd see all these materialistic things. You didn't want to be there. If something else, you'd see like, well, it's a nice place for sadhana bhakti and, yeah, Maya's here, but it, you know. Another one, you could actually see this like transcendental world where everybody was completely blissful, completely spiritual. Their bodies were non-material. Everything else like that. It was just like, so I don't know how many people had experiences like that in Vrindavan. Some kind of experiences. Yeah, the first time I went there was 1978. It was the first Tirubhava festival for Srila Prabhupada, and then it was very simple. Electricity was still kind of like a unreliable thing that some people had. They were real beggars. They were real street dogs. I don't know, actually, probably none of you actually know what a real street dog looked like. A real street dog, the hair is gone from disease. They're gray. They're bleeding over their entire body from disease. The tail is broken from something. Half the teeth are missing. And they're fighting with pigs for garbage. This is dog. You look at it, it's just like, so he don't even look at me; he's just touching me, you know. So many of them like was tough in those days. But also, too, it was very simple. There was not a single motor rickshaw in Vrindavan. It was peaceful. You know, it was the Krishna Balaram Mandir. After a certain time in the evening, not a single vehicle would go by. You know, it was very many advantages also. So they had the first Tirubhava festival, and they brought one of these mortis to Prabhupada. These big full-size mortis from Los Angeles. So there was no technology like that in India, you know, especially in a village like Vrindavan. So I had the festival. In the evening, we took off and took Prabhupada's Murti on a little, you know, decorated banana cart thing, to go visit different temples, the main temples in Kirtan. And then all these British bossies just started coming like that and just, you know, paying obeisances and offering camphor and everything else like that. And somebody asked, what's happening? What's happening like that? He said, oh, everyone's heard that Swamiji has come back. Like that. Because in this low light like that, it was so realistic, you know, these things like that. They never see anything like that, you know. And Prabhupada also, many stories of people actually having intense experiences with Prabhupada's Murti presence is there. And so then after that, they would all come to Krishna Balaram Mandir for the next few days and look at the statue like that, and they would like, touch it. You know, they would walk back and forth in front of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was watching them like that, you know, yeah. So it's a very intense time in the parikrama like that, you know. So this is, the way to go there then is by the mercy of the Goswamis, you know. So I was there like to Kartik, last Kartik? Yeah, last Kartik I was there, yeah. And I was reading Prabhupada Saraswati about Vrindavan Dhamma Mahimamrita, and he says, oh mother, full of mercy, Vrindavan Dham, O mother full of mercy, pick up this little errant child of yours who's been playing in the dust of materialism and covered with dust and place him on your lap and feed him with the breast milk of your mercy, like that. Very intense, you know. A powerful king, a loving father and mother, they can protect you. But Vrindavan Dham, she never sleeps, like that. Why do you want a bed? Why do you need a residence? You know, Sri Radha Krishna themselves are completely content to lie down in the dust of Vrindavan and sleep peacefully. Yeah. If someone tells you to leave Vrindavan, I will cut out his tongue. You can change this for ISKCON too. Whenever I say Vrindavan, you can think of ISKCON. If someone tells me to leave ISKCON, I will cut out his tongue. Yes. If someone tries to drag me from Vrindavan by force, I will kill him. If I'm so poor that I'm crying from hunger and I have to steal from others to live, I will never leave Vrindavan. Anybody who comes to Vrindavan and sees the beauty of Vrindavan and then goes to any other sacred place is like somebody who knowingly rejects Mahaprasadam to eat the excrement of a dog. Vrindavan dog. So when you're there, it's this guy, you know, Prabodhananda Saraswati, a fanatic. You know, he's Tungavidya. It's just like this fanatic about Vrindavan.
You may drink nectar with Indra, hey old boy, like that. What is this? You know, you may embrace the breast of the heavenly nymph Urvasi. What is this? You may merge into the unlimited eternal effulgence of the nectar of the Brahman effulgence. What is this? The blades of grass in Vrindavan reject all these things. They spit on them. So you're looking at the blades of grass when you're there, sitting on the ground next to your bed, there are blades of grass. Yes, you feel, my God, I put my bed on top of them. I put my, you know, my mattress on top of some of the blades of grass. You pay your obeisances, please forgive me, like that. Yeah. So very tense. But this is what happens when our mind becomes freed, you know, from material desire. Then we can begin to see the real Vrindavan, like that. And even before that, we can appreciate it. Everything's arranged for a purpose. Even though it's like, you know, appears to be mundane from a mundane point of view, that there's a reason for that and everything else like that. And there's a lesson for people at different levels like that. And we're not really ready for this, you know, this super high transcendental level, because you have to give up your body and you got to give up breathing and everything else. How many people here are attached to cigarettes? No? No? Okay. How many people here are attached to beef? No? Okay. How many people here are attached to breathing? Yeah, but you got to give it up. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, Prabhupada says we have to give up this life breathing. Yeah, that's how much we have to get from the Maha Mantra. From the Maha Mantra, Krishna Katha, devotional service, we have to get that prana so we can go on without these things. Krishna Chaitanya is his name. He used to do kirtan for 72 hours without chanting. I forgot who he was, incarnation of one dancer in Krishna Lila. Right? Yeah. And then to cool off, he would go and sit in the Ganga for like, I think it was like for 2 hours underwater like that, to cool off afterwards like that. He would go to the forest and he would slap tigers in the face, Bengal tigers, and tell them, chant, Haribol, like that. You know, he's a Sankirtan man, right? Haribol. He would play with cobras like that, you know, dance with them, Haribol. Yeah, so he said, nobody can describe the material features of Murari Chaitanya. Nobody can describe the material features of Murari Chaitanya, because he didn't have any. His body was just, you know, spiritual, transcendental, like that. You know? So it's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Then we begin to see Vrindavan. And then the next thing is the mercy of the Manjaris. Mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we get ecstasy in the kirtan. Mercy of Nityananda, we get free from material desires, material attachment, material desire. Then we can begin to seek at the mercy of Vrindavan Dham. We appreciate the temple. It's just, wow, this is not a part of the spiritual material world. Our home becomes, turn our home into Vrindavan. And then we can actually appreciate, you know, the Manjaris. You know, Rupa and Raghunath Goswami in Krishna Lila, they are?
Rupa Manjari and
Rati Manjari, yeah. And Manjaris are little girls, you know. Like, you know, the Sakis are Radharani's age, like that. The Manjaris are 7 years old, 8 years old, very innocent, very pure. You know? So they are assistants of Lalita. Yeah. So our line is actually coming from Lalita. And sometimes you'll see, for example, there's no mention of Prabodhananda Saraswati very much in our acharyas, because he's a different, even on this level, amongst the eight Sakis, there's a difference in feelings and humors like that. When Krishna's late for some tryst with Radha, he shows up late because maybe he was doing something that, and all the her other girlfriends are, you know, throwing garlands at him and chastising him and everything else like that and so on. And then Batunga Vidya is saying, well, give him a chance. Maybe you can explain it like that, you know, and stuff. You know, so the Radharani has different moods. So different gopis and the eight principal gopis expand with different moods like that, you know. So this is very. We begin to appreciate these things. The songs, they start to manifest. You know, you're chanting in the mood of Narottam Das Thakur, and meditating on his internal consciousness. The parampara has to be a living connection. In the beginning, maybe it's just very like, you know, I think this man can save me from death. What's his name? Jagat Guru, one of Prabhupada's disciples, sannyasi. And he took shelter of Sridhar Maharaj. And Sridhar Maharaj gave him the name Nrisimha. He said one time he was in Sridhar Maharaj's ashram, probably his godbrother. And he said some of, you know, of your godbrothers, some of Prabhupada's godbrothers, they're starting to translate some of these very esoteric works
about the Goswamis and about Radha Krishna conjugal pastimes and these things, and distribute them. And what do you think about that? You know, so Sridhar Maharaj said, some of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they asked about publishing some of these books, and Bhaktisiddhanta said, you can do this. He published one copy, put it in a golden box, and put it way up on top of the altar and pay your obeisances to it. Like that. Yeah. And he said, Baba, these things are way beyond me. As far as I'm concerned, I think I'm on the right path. Like that. So many of us, really, that's honesty. We're saying, yeah, but we have our doubts. We don't know. And, you know, but okay, this is all we're requiring. Is that, honestly speaking, as far as I can tell, this is the correct path. You know, like that. We're not expecting you to know the whole thing, you know, in the beginning, any of us, right? You know, the only, you come to the conclusion that, yeah, but it doesn't matter what, as much as I know about life, there's nothing wrong with following the four principles. You know, it's nothing, and Jesus Christ is not going to curse me to go to hell or something, or I'm not going to, no, it's like, no, it's okay. You know, and chanting 16 rounds a day of Maha Mantra is okay. And then at this point, it seems to me that Prabhupada's an Acharya and can take me all the way. And so, That's all we require for initiation. Yeah. It's not that when you go to the university, they don't require you know all these things. No, it's not, you idiot. That's what you're going to learn here. All we require is that you accept that this contract, that we're going to teach you, and in 4 years you're going to be an engineer, right, if you study properly. And if we can't deliver that, you're not obligated to go on. So the same way, when there's no obligation for blind faith, it's actually condemned. Bhagavad Gita 434. So we know enough to start the process like that with faith, and then every step there has to be reciprocation. It's a two-sided contract. We give up all artificial doubts at that point. We have no more any doubts in the guru artificially, right? Using doubts to avoid surrender. Many people are looking for God, but most people hope they don't find him. Because then you gotta surrender, you know. Many things like that, you know. Yeah, you know. So this is what happens, you know. So no, we've given that up. Now I'm gonna, at least this level, I'm accepting my medicine. I'll take it. But if it doesn't work, okay, it's a two-sided contract. Krishna has to deliver from his side too, maybe from our side, and then we go on advancing like that. You know. So at some point, then we start, you know, appreciating the Radha and Krishna. They're right here on the altar. There they are, Radha and Krishna Gidai. Yes, very beautiful. Dressed very beautifully. Yeah. And we stop saying, I'm going to dress the deities. We start saying, I'm going to dress Radha and Madan Gopal. Sorry. Becoming personal like that. And then they start to reveal their pastimes. Jayananda told us that Prabhupada said, if you just go on chanting Hare Krishna, you'll see pastimes you never read in any of my books. Yeah. So it happens. Yeah. But gradually, you know, it's not like boxes. Now you are here, now you are here, adoshvada, sadhusanga. No, it's just sometimes on some good days you're up there and you kind of go back, and then, but in general you're, you know, hopefully you're going up like that. You know, you see in higher moments, you see where you want to, where you're going to go like that, you know, the goal like that, very necessary. So by the mercy of the Manjaris then, we can actually understand, you know, Radha Krishna confidential pastimes. And Rupa, and we have so many nice literature than Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada gave us Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Instruction. And after that, so many purports, you know, Ujjvala Nilamani and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada is just putting so much of Ujjvala Nilamani and Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. It's incredible. What Prabhupada did is no ordinary human being can do that. A professional author who has a contract, who knows what he's doing, everything's okay, takes 2 years to write a full book. A full-size book takes 2 years. 3 pages a day is considered solid work, like that, producing it. So Prabhupada produced, 100 volumes of literature in 10 years or something like that. I think what it was, he calculated, it would have taken 25 first-class professional authors to keep up with Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, yeah, like that. You say, oh, well, it's all repetitive, it's the same thing. No, there's like one place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a 14-page purport. Yeah. And what it is a summary of Sanatana Goswami's refutation of Shankaracharya's attempt to prove that the bodies of Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Prabhudeva, and Vasudev from one verse of the Vedanta Sutra are material. Like that. So it's a totally separate booklet you could publish like that. You know, and so many purports like that. And you go on as, wow, this is not, you can appreciate it. This is not an ordinary human being like that. And so we get the mercy of Vrijabhasi, Śrīla Prabhupāda. And then we can understand Radha and Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Rahu, may it be, may it remain. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Rahu Morash, Prartana Koroje Sada, Narottamadas. So he's a Manjari, a little girl like that. One time he was chanting his rounds and just became absorbed in the internal pastimes. And he was there in his Siddhadeha. It was a forest picnic. And Radha and Krishna had a very nice picnic, very hungry, everybody, after playing. And the Sakis had made a beautiful cottage, everybody helping out with flowers and fragrances and colors, and very pleasant. And somebody was cooking puris nearby. And so to bring them hot, putting some on a plate, maybe four or five on a plate, and taking them. But then, Narottam in his eternal body as a Manjari was saying, everyone should be hot and fresh. So she was taking them right from the cooking and running and dropping them on the plate like that, But then, because he is just a little girl, her hands were becoming blistered, from running back and forth like that, but didn't even notice it. So Narottam came back to external consciousness, chanting his rounds, and he had blisters on his hands like that, And he covered them most of the day like that. But somebody found out, So this is an acharya. They just kind of rock back and forth between both worlds. You see probably chanting sometimes some DVD. He's chanting his rounds, talking to some professor like that, and the guy's kind of like arguing. And Prabhupada's talking to him like that, and this and that, like that, and stuff. And you can see he's going back and forth, between two different worlds like that, so on. So this is the Manjaris. So always, Raghunath, what's his name? Narottam is always hoping for the mercy of Rupa and Rati Manjari. But now you understand, it's not like very high people. They're like part of his group, but they're like, the leaders, right? You see children, right? You see here, like, Gita, and, they have amongst their age group, some of them are the leaders, like that. They come and all the rest of the monkeys get organized behind them. And one time before the Berkeley feast, Sunday feast, there was almost nobody there before the feast started in Berkeley. Then one couple came with their child, about Gita's age, And I was talking to them and knew them. Another couple came in with their child about the same age, and it was just incredible. These two children just looked at each other and they started going like, exactly, like two monkeys, like just stimulating each other like for nonsense, They were like looking at each other like that, their faces, and they became like, uncontrollable, like that, So you can see that, Narottam Das is a Manjari. Yeah, he's accepting that, Rati and Rupa, they're the real leaders, And we're all helping Lalita. Like that, So the songs, we begin to chant, and the paramparam becomes alive. You actually meet Śrīla Prabhupāda. You have to have a personal relationship with Śrīla Prabhupāda. He's our acharya, and he's alive in his books. Then from him, you can meet Bhaktisiddhanta, the telescope. You got to line up the first lens until it hits the second lens. Yeah. The moon's in the sky, okay, everybody can see it, but want to see it better, okay. And then this second lens hits the third lens, And eventually it goes back. Prabhupada says in the end of the Bhagavad Gita that the experience of Krishna is direct, even though it is through the transparent media, the parampara. So you put glasses on, it's plastic or it's stone, but it doesn't obstruct your vision. It actually improves it. It's a direct experience, so our Krishna experience of Krishna is direct. We're directly experiencing Krishna. But through the parampara. So gradually, little by little, we have to meet everybody here personally. You actually have a personal experience. You're singing these songs, and Narottam Das Thakur. If you write something and somebody is, one of your songs and somebody's singing it, you're listening, and how's he doing it, and that. So Narottam, same way. He's like, becomes conscious of how we're singing his songs and that kind of stuff, and he's, I remember his name now. Lochan Das. Lochan Das, he says, anybody who reads Srimad Bhagavatam is my friend. Like that. I remember that because the time of death when the Yamadutas are going to come and take you to hell, Lochan Das comes and says, let him go. He's my friend. I thought, yeah. So he says that. Anybody who reads Srimad Bhagavatam is my friend. Okay, it's good to have friends like that. Like that. It can help you out. Yeah. So same way, these songs you begin to... Because you know, he wrote them. He has his internal consciousness and it's there. And if you can sing this in the mood of like, how was this... And how was this little, like, you know, 8-year-old, you know, Manjari in Vrindavan? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Moraj Prartana Koroje Sada Narottama Das. And of course, Prartana is the name of the songbook, and Prartana means songs. So this is the first song. Whole mood is set. We're going to discuss all these things, the mercy of Gauranga, the mercy of Nityananda, Vrindavan Dham. So Prartana is a very wonderful, intense. The Manipuris, they just sit down and sing the whole thing sometime like that. You know, it takes about, I think about maybe 2 hours. And it's just one thing after another, more intense. And each time you go through it, you make progress like that. Yeah? Until finally you just disappear like that. Gone like that. So we have one last song here. Yeah, any questions? Questions, comments? Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay, running out of time here.
Maharaj, two questions.
Okay, oh my God, it's just like Madri, no? Like Madri.
Maharaj, it's Rupa Raghunath. Is it referring to Raghunath Das Goswami or Raghunath Bhat Goswami? That's the first question.
I think it's Raghunath Das Goswami. Okay. Yeah.
And the second question is, why only Rupa Raghunath? Even at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, every chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, taking the dust of Rupa and Raghunath.
Yeah.
Why only Rupa and Raghunath?
Because again, I think they're the principal assistants of Lalita. Yeah. Other Goswamis, I'm not sure what their position is, or Swarup.
But in our 32
lines,
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is spiritual master Raghunath Das Goswami.
Yeah. Because Raghunath Das was showing the pastimes. Yeah, so Swarup Damodar it also mentions too. Rupa and Swarup Damodar, yeah, acharyas. Yeah.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was initiated by Nityananda Prabhu, right?
No.
Yeah, he was already initiated. I mean, formally. Yeah, by the time he was 12 years old or something. Yeah. Many of our acharyas, they had initiation like that, but then they accepted somebody. As our sampradaya is a shiksha sampradaya. Everybody took initiation, you know, but it's like the sampradaya is shiksha. Yeah. Okay. One last song, page number 90. This is in the songbook too.
Yeah. That's a question.
Everybody, come closer. Sub log, our pass. Jada, hey, take your choice. Play both of them. Show us your swarup. Four arms. That's a good one? It's okay, that one's good. Try it out. Oh, yeah. That one's good, that's good, yeah. That's good. Enough is a feast. There's one fundamental principle of engineering. As a fundamental principle of engineering, if it works, don't fix it. If it works, don't fix it. So now this is a prayer to the Sakis by Narottam Das Thakur. And don't forget, internally, page 90.
Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishor Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gate Arana Himor Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishor Kalindira Kole Kele Kadambarabha Ratana by the Rupara Mustabadaida. Shama Goriangay Debo Chandaneragan. Shamagoriangaribo Chandaneragan. Chamaradulabo Kabe Harimukacha. Kabe Kabe. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishore. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishore. Gateya Malatir Mala Dibodo Hargale. Adare tuliya dibo karpura tambule. Lalita vishaka adi jatasaki brenda. Sakadi, Sakaki Brena, Agnaya Koribo Seva, Charanaravinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Dasaranuda Seva Bilasa Kori Narottama Dasa Ore. Seva Bilasa Kori Narottama Dasa. Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishore. Jivane Marane Gati Arunahi Mor. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha. Jaya Radha Madan Gopal, Radha Madan Gopal, Radha. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Giri Govardhan Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Radha Sham. Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Radha Sham. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Vrindavan Dham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whoa! Hare Bolo! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare! Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shrimati Radharani ki, Govardhanandi Hari Bol. And now it is time for the Aratik, because we are German. One time in Vrindavan, Rohini Kumar told me, Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Vrindavan Temple. He noticed it was like 5 minutes late for the curtains to open, or 10 minutes. He said, "Why aren't the curtains open?" He said, "Oh, Prabhupada, we're holding the Aratik till you finish your lecture." He said he knew Prabhupada from the very beginning. He said he never saw Prabhupada that angry. And it was like this tsunami wave was going out. And everybody didn't say anything, but everybody was just like, way back like that. Then Prabhupada was just like, you know, screaming, you know, and the pujaris were literally just popping out of the audience like that, you know, running on the altar like that, you know. So that was that last time they ever held the Aratik. It was in Vrindavan, and Krishna was waiting for his service for him. Prabhupada was so furious that Krishna should wait for me like that. Wow, okay. Yeah. So where's the pujari? It's time now. Is it 5:45? Okay. Pujari! Who's the pujari? Are you on your way? Jai, Boro Mandir Pujari. When Prabhupada came to the temple in Berkeley when I was there, he wrote a note to the pujari, hey pujari, and said, the doors must open at 7 o'clock exactly. So the first thing in deity worship is love. Okay. Then after that, cleanliness. Everything should be clean. Then after that, punctuality. Then after that, so many things, rules, regulations, what you can offer. But if everything is dirty and not on time and everything else, then it doesn't really matter that you're offering opulent this, opulent that. Krishna prefers something simple, regulated. Prabhupada said the two main reasons for doing deity worship is to remain clean and regulated. If we just chant Hare Krishna, you become liberated. But we're not on that level. And so therefore we need the deity worship to make us clean and regulated. A grihastha who does not worship the deities according to his means is 100% guaranteed to fall down. Yeah, because it's such a strong bodily concept of life. So cooking for Krishna eats, Krishna wears clothes, Krishna, you go to the mall to look for nice ornaments and things. You think, for our altar like that. How can we get for Krishna? And yeah, you have so many nice things for your altar and your deities like that. Toys, you know, take them on boat rides and stuff like that. Yeah, take them to the beach. Take them to the Santa Cruz beach for deities like that. Jagannath like that. Right? You ever do that? You don't take Jagannath over to the creek sometimes on a nice day? Yeah? You should do that. Take him over there, something like that. You'd like to go. You like to go. Vishnu Chakravarti. Narottam Das Thakur says, once you hear about the boating pastimes, Nauka Leela, the boating pastimes of Radha and Krishna, you'll want to hear about them again and again. So many nice festivals you can do like that, with boating and things like that. So many festivals. Okay, so Prabhupada ki. Thank you all very much. From here we're going to go to Modesto, Grass Valley, Folsom. Yeah, like that. Yeah, on Friday evening, next Friday. Then Sacramento, then Berserkly, ISKCON Berserkly. Like that, in that place. Jagannath, he's the appropriate god for Berkeley. Like that, you know. See, it's the only temple in ISKCON where he's on the center altar. Jagannath, like that, you know. It's like the king of funk. Jagannath. Like that. Yeah.
you know, Berkeley appreciate him. I don't know. I hope I never come back. No more Punar Janma, right? Yeah? Yes, it's all. May you all die today and go to Krishna, okay? Okay. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. At 5:53, a gigantic earthquake hit California. That was killed. Yeah.